Bach, are you here?
Present.
There you are. Great. Welcome.
Thank
Nicole,
you.
I saw you. You're here. Welcome again. Tina Marie, are you here? There you are, right in the middle of my screen, at least. I saw Margaret Cook here a moment ago. Margaret,
I'm here.
With us?
I'm here.
I got to close something here on my screen. Let me see if I can find everybody.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Oh, there you are. You're in the dark. Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. Mandy, I saw you here. There you are. Joe's here. He's already spoken.
Hi, David.
Robert, hello. Robert's here.
Hello.
I saw him. Where are you? There you are up there.
Fred's here.
Fred is here. Lucky.
Hey, Fred.
Lucky. There is Lucky here?
I don't see Lucky, David.
Okay. Now I see 21. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's right. All right. And Matt, I think I saw you with your hat on. There you are.
I'm here.
Leah Chaparro.
I'm here.
And where are you? Oh, there you are. Okay. Hi. And Don is here in voice only. Angela, I think I saw you here.
I'm here.
There you are. Paul Webb. There you are, Paul. Welcome. That's it. Those are our candidates. We have a total of, 15?
Wait, am I missing?
I thought we had 16 for some reason.
We had the last person that I did not get on here.
Who was that again? I forgot.
That was Lauer, wasn't it? Lauer?
Sam Laub.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, for some reason,
Laub.
When I copied, I didn't
Laub.
Know his name. He's on the website.
Laub, right. Oh, gosh. Okay. I tell you what, guys, talk amongst yourselves for a minute and see if we have anybody else show up. I've got to deal with the problem. If I'll be right back, all right?
Okay, well, I'll make a couple announcements, David, while you're busy.
Carla, can you restore my video? I started off on video, believe it or not.
Did it come up?
Not yet. I start my video and see what happens there.
Yeah, that's how I got you in last time.
Okay, thank you.
There you are. Yeah.
Oh, there he is. Good.
All right, well, I'd like everybody, oh, here comes a couple of more. Lucky's here now, and Thomas Belaine, who's just I don't think he's an applicant. And now we're up to 24, so we're getting pretty close. The only thing one we're missing, I think, is Jesse. I'd like everybody to please mute if you're not speaking. If there's background noise or some type of distraction, I'll try to figure that out, and I will mute that noise. And thank you everyone for using the same screen name as your application name so that the gallery knows who you are. And then before we start, I am recording this meeting and it will be recorded. And Paul does post that to our YouTube channel just for your information later on. And I'd like to thank the committee for all their hard work and time getting this forum set up. And that's it.
All right, I am back. Here we go.
Perfect.
There we go. Thank you, Corla, for that. And I do want to say thank you for Corla for hosting the Zoom call tonight. This is a technology that is still beyond me. So I very much appreciate that. And the rest of the committee for their hard work. And Paul, who is on our committee, but not a member of our board, for absolutely stellar work in posting all of the applications, helping us get this organized. And I know that I can count on Paul and Jim here, who I don't think is here tonight, who is a member of our committee, Corla, who is an ad hoc member of our committee, and Margaret, who's been very helpful getting the word out about all the things that we're trying to do to conduct this unusual election. And so in addition to the election being unusual, tonight's forum is also unusual. We've never done anything like this before, although every year we have a candidates forum. So we're going to try to run it as much like the forums we have in the past. And what this is an opportunity for each of the candidates to do is to present their credentials, if you will, why they want to be a member of the Peninsula Community Planning Board, what they think they can bring to it, what their qualifications are, a little bit of their background, just to allow whoever here who isn't a candidate. There aren't very many non-candidates who are here tonight, but you all get an opportunity to hear each other at least. Sort of what you have to bring to the board and tell us a bit about yourself. Let us get to know you a little bit. So what I think we'll do is we'll start with each candidate having an opportunity to make a brief presentation. And I was thinking maybe a maximum of 3 minutes. And don't feel compelled to take all 3 minutes if you don't feel like you need to. Some of you were well known to us and to the rest of the people who haunt our meetings and who aren't members of the board. And some of you are new. So if you feel like you need to spend the full 3 minutes, please feel free to do so. If you don't feel you need to, you don't feel compelled to do so. And then after we're done with that, and I'll take everybody in alphabetical order, I think that's the best way to do it. After we're done with that, then we will open it up to questions. And I suppose the first I'll do will be questions from the public and members of the board who are not candidates. And if any of the candidates have questions for each other, or if they want to answer a question that somebody else was asked, or for that matter, if a question is asked, it can be asked to the group as a whole, and whoever wants to speak to that question is welcome to do so. What I'd ask is everybody, first of all, be patient. This is, like we said, a new approach for us. I think we've kind of have it figured out how to do it. I hope we have the election part figured out. What I would ask is if you, when we get to the question and answer, and I'll repeat this at the time, if you have a question, just simply physically raise your hand. You don't need to use the hand raise function or feature of the program. Just physically raise your hand. I can see everybody. Now, if you don't have your video up, so I can't see your hand, the best thing to do would be to drop me a private message chat. Let me know that you'd like to ask a question, and I'll be monitoring that throughout the program. So with that, I think we can get started. And what I would suggest we do is get started with Jesse, who I don't think he's appeared since we took roll. It looks like we have 24 people. We've got 24 things on the screen and none of them are Jesse. So maybe he'll join us a little bit later. Corla, did he register?
Yes, he's registered, and I don't recall him. I don't know, Angela, if you remember seeing him. I don't recall seeing him at any meetings in the last year. I don't recall him on any Zoom meetings, and if I'm mistaken, please correct me on that.
I don't know if he has been or not, and I think I've attended most of them, if not all of them, so I don't recall either. But in any event, we'll see what happens during the course of the evening. If he makes it, great. So the next one would be David Bach.
David?
Yes.
This is Cameron. I know Jesse attended the meeting last March at the before we went off Zoom. I don't know if that will count or not, but I just, since you guys asked the question, I was just thinking about it, and he was there.
He attended the last candidates forum, right?
Yes.
Right. I don't think that counts for this year.
Okay. No worries.
Thank you. And I'll reach out to him and find out if he can tell me that he attended a meeting, and we can check the records and see if he did. And if he did, great. If he didn't, then, you know, we'll deal with it that way. So David, you are next. Welcome. Sure. Looks like you're a vet. So
I'm actually not. I'm actually corporate counsel for BCA.
Oh, you're a lawyer. Even better.
Yeah, okay. I'm a lawyer. A lawyer in the vets field. So hello, everyone. My name is David Bach. I am a local lawyer here in Point Loma. I was a litigator in downtown San Diego doing employment defense for several years prior to going corporate with VCA. As you guys probably know, we have two VCA facilities actually in Point Loma, one actually by the library, and then there's another one down in Midway District. So I'm happy to be here. I love public service. I've volunteered for many different committees and boards before moving to San Diego, and I'm excited for this opportunity. And if you have any questions about my history or past, please ask away. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Nicole, you're up next.
Thanks, David, and thanks every election team, and nice to see so many familiar faces here. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Nicole Burgess, and I've been in the community for about 25 years. Love OB, Point Loma, the Peninsula. Everything around this community is beautiful. I do ride my bike for transportation and get to see firsthand the community, everything from chore to the hills to, you know, what's out there. So I've been on these this planning board before, and have connections on the mobility board in the city of San Diego, and hope to continue to help create safer streets for all of us to get around and move safely, as well as multiple other things. So I'll go ahead and pause there.
All right, thank you, Nicole. Corla, just a quick question before we move on. Can you tell me how many total registrants did we have for the meeting tonight?
Yes, we had 27, and then we actually 28, because I got Robert in at the last minute. He was having trouble joining. So
okay. So we're only missing a few people.
Yeah, four. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Great. All right, Tina Marie, you're up. There you are.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you guys hear me? Okay, perfect. So yeah, most of you guys know me, or at least I see a lot of familiar faces. I've been in the community of the Peninsula community for about 24 years. I've been a renter and a homeowner both. My children have grown up here. I've raised them here. They've gone through the community schools. I do have a lot of passion for volunteer work and, you know, contributing to what I can do and be a good liaison for our community and the people's voices. So to me, I really want to be able to be that voice on the board to be that person. I do have a lot of passion for our community spaces like the Formosa Canyon, traffic, environment, things like that. So that's pretty much it. If you have any questions, again, ask me too.
That's great. All right. Margaret, there you are. Welcome. You're on mute. If you take yourself off mute. Upper right-hand corner, there should be a little spot to do that.
Yes.
There, you, go. There you are.
Great. Right. Thank you. My name is Margaret Cook. I've lived in Ocean Beach and Point Loma since 1990. I've been active on school boards. I have been active on the Sunset Cliffs Natural Park Initiatives. I have not been active on this board. Mine is a new face. Thank you, David, for putting the Facebook neighborhood outreach to us. I'm really concerned about being part of the solution to our problems and not being the person who objects to what the planning board does. So that's what brings me to my application. None of you know who I am. We are Sunset Cliffs homeowners since 1996. And I look forward to serving you should you decide to elect me. You may direct your questions to me in private message. If you wish, I'd be happy to answer anything you want to put forward. Thank you, David.
Great, Margaret, thank you. And by the way, I want to put a special shout out to Margaret Verissimo, who handled all of the social media outreach.
That was perfect.
Another technology that is beyond me. I'm lucky if I could figure out how to post to my Facebook page.
So, it was absolutely perfect. Thank you so much.
She did a great job, as I expected that she would, and she always does. Mandy, you are next. Welcome again.
Hi, good evening, everyone. I'd like to just introduce myself. I've been a board member for the last 2 years. I do have two young children. They go to Ocean Beach Elementary School. My husband is retired Navy. We've been here in Point Loma for about over six years now, and it's been a privilege to serve on the board these last 2 years. In the last 2 years, I have utilized my position on the board to advocate for my community with regards to traffic safety issues, environmental justice, short-term vacation rental policy, and improvement of the parks located within our community. I love my community, and I have shown strong leadership when it comes to stepping up for Point Loma, and it would be an honor and a privilege to continue to serve on this board. If I am reelected, I would like to expand community outreach by board members with the local community to ensure that the board is truly reflecting the values of the community it serves. Additionally, I would like to ensure the responsible development of the peninsula for future generations, help keep our community and streets safe for families, and to continue to advocate for open space and parkland for the peninsula. So again, thank you. And I look forward to continuing to serve on the board.
Great. Thanks, Mandy. Appreciate your dedication. Joe Holosek, welcome back. Tell us what you've been up to and tell us about your candidacy.
I've been up to working a lot, David. It's good to see a lot of you. I know most of the people on this screen. So my name is Joe Holosek. I've been a resident of Point Loma for most of my time in San Diego, actually since the early 90s. I raised my family here. I sent two girls through all of the K through 12 school grades in the Point Loma school system and now off to college and beyond. I am a practicing architect. I have my own architecture firm here. We're on Harbor Drive. And I've served on the board for 1 3-year term and have stayed somewhat active with the project review committee with Mark Krinsick and others. And I'm pretty passionate about the second phase of development of Point Loma, which is what it's in right now. I'm not a developer advocate, but I work with developers and I believe first and foremost in good architecture and trying to do sensible second generation projects to the point. And so I want to work with the architectural review committee and continue to try to guide within our abilities the constant stream of projects that go into the point. That's everything from accessory dwelling units to, you know, these small infill projects to some fairly large projects now with hotels and things that are going in. But I want to try to do my little part to make sure that what goes in is as good as we can reach a solution to obtain. That's about it. Thank you.
That's great. And my apologies for butchering the pronunciation of your name, but I got it.
No worries.
Thank you. Sometimes it's a blessing to have a name people can't pronounce. I don't have that problem. All right. Let's see. Robert, you are next on the spot.
Well, thank you, David. Hope you had a good trip last week. Thank
still
you
on it.
I know that was.
I'm in Providence, Rhode Island right now.
You know, I have to say, you know, thanks for everybody pulling together during this time. And hopefully we have some, you know, public participation. And it's been a learning curve, but I think we'll hopefully all get through it. I was born and raised here in Point Loma, third generation, and went through the schools and raised a daughter here, and she's 24 currently. I was originally on the planning board in 1992 for a term, and then my second term on that board was in 2018 up to current. I have served as a previous chair of the Point Loma Association, board of directors of the Peninsula YMCA, the San Diego Police Department Advisory Board, San Diego Hospice, Point Loma Rotary. And for work, I've been a broker realtor here in the peninsula since 1995. You know, I also, as everybody else will agree, think we live in a very special environment. It's very unique. And I personally feel like we have one shot at good planning. We have a lot going on. There's a lot of redevelopment, things going on in the surrounding area. And I think we all need to work together and collaborate to make sure we're all making the best planning decisions we can for the next 50 to 100 years and not screw it up. Our community plan is older, I think 1987. And I think at some point in time, I think we need to push to get that updated, even though I know there's probably some other districts that are ahead of us, but I would like to work hard and work with the board and have everybody come together just for a common theme, just to keep and preserve our peninsula and make it the best it can be possible for the generations to come. Thank you. And let me know if you have any questions.
Thank you very much, Robert. Fred, our chair, up for re-election.
Thank you, David. I'm currently serving as the chair. I really enjoy being on the planning board, and so that's why I want to run again. Just to my background, been an attorney in San Diego for 30 years. I raised my family here in Point Loma. They've grown up, graduated from college. I agree with Robert and everybody else. Point Loma is a very, very special area, and that's why I care about it. The last 4 years, I've been on the planning board. I've been active. I've been the vice chair. I've been the election chair. I've been the airport committee chair. I've been our representative on ANAC. But I think for this, right, the last year I've been the chair of the whole thing. And the duty of the planning board, right, is to take care of the community. And to do that, we got to have the people on the planning board work well together. And I think, you know, given the pandemic, you know, we really pulled together in the last year. I think, you know, I've done a good job as chair, getting everybody to participate. And, you know, Mandy's done a great job on parks and traffic. And Margaret has done a great job with outreach to the public. And, you know, I think my job has been to really facilitate everybody's participation and get the board to work together. And I really think we're moving in the right direction and we're doing that. Project review is a big thing for us. We were behind in that. Mark did a great job. We're all caught up. If we got somebody like Joe on the board that could help us with project review, that would be great for the board. So we have a lot of good people that are running that have energy and want to participate. And so if they get on the board, that's our goal, is to get them involved and facilitate ways for them to make a difference. As far as the community goes, we've actually been working pretty well, I think, with Midway and with OB. You know, the short-term vacation rental thing we just did was in connection with Ocean Beach. So I think we're developing good relationships there. And, you know, sort of the main issues that I do care about are Formosa Canyon and Sunset Cliffs, since I live out here. But I care about the whole community, and I'd be honored to serve again if I got voted in. Thanks.
Great. Thanks, Fred. So we had a kind of a late entrant, Sam Lobb. And since we're going in alphabetical order, Sam, even though your name has not yet been posted to the website, but will be shortly if it hasn't been already, you're next up.
Good evening. Thank you very much, David. I'm sure I'm new to all the people that are attending tonight, but I've been here in Point Loma since 2011. I came down, I was primarily living in the Bay Area, had gone to engineering school at Ohio State, got my law degree at the University of Washington, worked in the Bay Area for several years before my job took me to Europe, where I lived for 10 years in Geneva, Switzerland. So I bring a perspective from abroad, a very interesting country with a lot of early environmental and other activities that were quite eye-opening to have lived there. With my background, I have a lot of interest, particularly for the airport, because where I live, we do get the airport noise. I'm quite concerned about active participation to make sure that the FAA and others respect our community. I'm also concerned with traffic and safety, because in our neighborhood, there has been an increase in street accidents in the residential areas. And there's been several problems from that standpoint. And I think planning issues should take that into effect. And I should emphasize that I've had prior planning experience. I was a planning commissioner and one in our northern city of Los Gatos, California, and was a 10-year planning commissioner, was chair of the planning commission for a term, and found that to be a very good for understanding land use, development, and other issues. And I respectfully submit that I would be active and serve to the best of my ability. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sam. Lucky Morrison, where are you? There you are, right in the middle. Yeah, okay, you're up. You're on mute, Lucky.
There we go, we should be right now.
There you are.
Yeah, I'm retired from the VA hospital as a nurse up in La Jolla. It was my professional background was in nursing. I was on first got involved in public groups back when they had the old redevelopment agency when I was living in North Park. So I went from the redevelopment agency when that dissolved. I spent 6 years on the North Park Planning Board. Incidentally, during that time, we worked through completely doing our own community plan. So I've had some experience with that. The update for that. Let's see. While also in North Park, I was chair of the Maintenance Assessment District. I found a 501c3 called SONO, S-O-N-O. I was a founding president of it, and it was a Southport Park, North Park community resident-based group. We found that often in trying to deal with the city, the most voice of residents would get would be 2 minutes of public speaking time, and that was about it, where everybody else seemed to come in pretty well packed up with a lot of other kinds of support. The residents didn't seem to get that much support in council. I was the founding president of the North Park Citizens Patrol. I spent now 2 years here in Point Loma on planning. Some of my biggest concerns are traffic density, how we're going to be able to get some of our climate action goals achieved. I think we need to do better in that area. And that's just kind of a brief definition of what I've been doing with the last 20 years of my life. That's it. Who's next?
There you go. That's unmuted, and then I forgot. All right, Matt, you're up next.
Hi, my name is Matt Shalis. I moved to San Diego to study neuroscience. I got a PhD at UC San Diego and did some research for a while up in the Bay Area with Veterans Health Administration. And now I'm back in San Diego living in Point Loma for the past 3 years, doing some collaboration with some research on site at Naval Base Point Loma. And in the past couple of years, I've had the privilege to serve this board as an appointed member of the Transportation Subcommittee. And I've enjoyed my time working with the committee and how seeing some projects, Catsworth, and solutions we can work for that. And I'd like to stay active in these kinds of conversations with the community. Part of my research background is in studying acoustics. I'm a member of the Acoustical Society of America. And through that organization, I participated in workshops about things like airplane and jet engine noise. I'd like to be able to bring some of my experience and expertise in helping with some of the, you know, related concerns in this community, not just airport noise, but also noise pollution from like high-speed roadways, see what we can do to help cut down and eliminate things like that. I'm also interested in seeing how these new developments come about through Sports Arena in Midway, and you know, want to be able to work with the city to try to make sure that we don't lose, you know, kind of what are some of the characteristics of our community on the peninsula while trying to deal with things like densification. So yeah, happy to be here. Thanks everyone for your time, and turn it back to you.
Great. Thank you very much, Matt. Appreciate your work so far on the subcommittee. That's great stuff. Leah Shapiro, you are next up.
My internet's a little bit spotty, so let me know if you can't hear me.
You're coming through loud and clear right now.
Okay, great. So my name is Leah Shapiro, and I am a small business owner and artist of Milk Oolong Studio, a pottery studio located in Liberty Station. I am truly honored to be here before you today because the Peninsula Community Planning Board of years past recognized the opportunity to turn the Naval Training Center into the mixed-use arts district it is today. There are few places where artists and small business owners can establish a physical presence on a small budget. However, the Peninsula community is not a place where someone on a small budget, such as myself, can afford to live. I believe that this board can play a key role to ensure that San Diegans of diverse backgrounds can afford to live and access this community and erase the legacy of redlining that haunts us to this day. Liberty Station, which benefits from having grocery stores, restaurants, businesses, schools, and multimodal access to downtown, should not only be known for selling million-dollar homes, but renting out $1,000 one to two bedroom apartments. The Peninsula Community Planning Board can not only address inequality for housing, but inequality in transportation as well. As a result of these inequalities is staggering. 37,000 Americans die every year due to traffic violence. Automobile debt is among the highest sources of household debt, only behind mortgages and student loans. 55% of San Diegans' greenhouse gas emissions come from transportation, as well as, since we are a coastal community, we are more sensitive to a changing climate than many others. We must design our community so that people of all ages, abilities, and backgrounds can get around safely and comfortably. We must ensure that roads have good quality bike lanes so people can access their jobs without feeling like they are putting their lives at risk. When I first commuted to Liberty Station, I took the bus and then I took a bike. There are opportunities in our community to turn inactive spaces into new parks, new community gardens, new public art displays, and new public spaces. With your vote, I hope to make our community more resilient, more vibrant, more diverse, and more welcoming. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Leah. Don Severance.
Hi, I'm Don Severance. I'm seeking a final two-year term on the board if the public wishes. I've been on the board 7 years, served 2 years as secretary. In those days, the secretary was default parliamentarian, and so I was. I spent 7 years on the park committee, and I've been in the community since 1967. I can't promise anybody an affordable $58,000 home, which is what I was able to buy in 1974. It's incredible how values have gone up. Enough about me. We've got a number of fine candidates. We're not even sure how many we have with the last minute arrivals.
16.
16, we say. Okay. And we obviously have more candidates than we do have seats. So some fine individuals are not going to make the cut. I would urge anybody that doesn't get elected to consider volunteering as a public member of a committee. Pick a committee that you have an interest in. You can discuss, even vote at the committee level, and you network and the public becomes more familiar with you. That's particularly key for someone who's arrived recently but just doesn't have the name recognition built up as yet. Probably not. Some of you remember what this committee has accomplished. A few years back, a developer found a loophole that would have turned the entire neighborhood of Roseville into four stories. And yes, the loophole was there in all the fine print. The chair at the time, the chair of the PLA, an individual representing Roseville, met with the mayor and the city attorney, and they worked out a way to patch that loophole. So we can do things, and we can do them together. I'm humbled by the talent that I see entered in the race.
Thank you, Don. Angela, you're up. You're on mute. There you go.
Good evening, everyone. It sounds like whoever gets elected, all the candidates before me are going to be great assets to the board. I've lived in Point Loma for almost my entire life. I went to the elementary schools here, all the way up, from Silvergate to Point Loma High. And then I've also raised my three daughters here as well. And my youngest is now a senior. So I've been through all of the volunteering through various organizations with them alongside MADCAPS, Mothers and Daughters Club Assisting Philanthropies. I've been part of that for 12 years. I am vice chair of the La Playa Auxiliary, which works with Rady's Children's Hospital. And, we set up the ice rink. Sadly this year it wasn't going, but the funds go to the aftercare for oncology patients, children. I started going to the PCPB because I am passionate about preserving our park spaces, open spaces. I'm concerned about just preserving the quality of life that the people on the peninsula have learned to, love and want. I live underneath the flight path, so I'm also passionate about making sure that, the people, that the airport, they're heard, the people are heard. I am serving as a community member of the Parks and Rec for the PCPB, and I've learned to just value what the PCPB does as a voice. I know that they can't always make changes, but I know that they are a voice for the people. So that is my passions have led me to want to take the opportunity to run for the board to just further, my ability to serve the community.
Great. All right, Angela, thank you very much. Last but not least, certainly not least, Paul Webb, you're up.
Well, thank you, David. And first, before I say anything else, congratulations on the new grandchild.
Thank you.
A special thing, and I know it must be very exciting for you.
Yeah.
I've lived in Point Loma since my wife and I purchased our home here in 1986. Before that, I lived in Ocean Beach twice, and a couple of other communities throughout San Diego. Been here since 1974. After graduating with my master's degree in urban planning at San Diego State, I've been a professional planner at various levels of government from local to state until I retired about 10 years ago. I'm a two-term member of the board, former two-term member of the board, chair of the airport committee, and I'm a current community member of the airport committee. I want to run for this board for a lot of reasons. One, because I am passionate about our community, and I'm passionate about making our community the best place it possibly can be. And I think that I have a lot of tools that I can bring to the board, whether it's participating in the project review committee, just reading plans and understanding and being able to evaluate a set of drawings, to technical issues having to do with the airport. I have been a project manager on a Part 150 study. I know about airport noise. I know how to talk the language of airport noise with the FAA and with the airport authority. As many people have said, we have a very special place, and I want to keep it that way. And that's all.
Great. All right. Thank you, everybody. I think it's clear, as a couple of people have mentioned, that we have a highly qualified, passionate, informed group of candidates this year. When we got started on this process with 11 spots open, we were actually thinking that we were never going to recruit 11 candidates that would be qualified to serve on the board. And I think what we have seen tonight is we have 16 highly qualified candidates. So that is, in my view, a testament to our community and to the passion that we all share about the special place that we live and all of us wanting to make sure that we keep it that way and improve it along the way. So I thank you all for taking the time to be here and for telling us a little bit about yourselves and why you'd like to serve our community in this fashion. So now would be the time to open it up to questions from, we'll start with members of the board and members of the public. I see Margaret already has her hand up, thank you. So let's, and as I said to the people who are not on screen, if you have questions and you don't want to show us your pretty faces, I'm okay with that. Send me a private chat message or just drop a message direct to me in the chat box. I've been watching it. And let me know if you would like to ask a question. But Margaret, you are first with the questions, and you can either direct it to an individual candidate or to the candidates as a whole. And let me just stop there and just say that if a question is asked to the candidates as a whole, as opposed to any single candidate, what I'd like to do is sort of give everybody an opportunity to answer, and we'll do it the same way. Do it in alphabetical order. And if you don't really have anything to say to answer the question, just say pass or no comment or something like that. Don't feel compelled to answer the question, but give everybody opportunity to ask, to answer those questions.
All right, awesome. Really quickly, I just wanna do a quick shout out to David, Dick as well. This has not been easy. He has been behind the scenes. I'm multiple hats communicating between the city, our committee, and I think you've done a really fine job at being fair and communicating and doing the best you can despite the COVID guidelines and the pandemic and all that. So I really thank you for taking that leadership role this year and making history with some new election guidelines. I can attest for David, it hasn't been easy. So I know, as being an election committee member of his, I really give him big kudos for making this happen equally and divvying up the workload. And also Paul Grimes, our webmaster, he has been turning around those applications to get them on the website despite some glitches. But David, between David and Paul Grimes, they've been trying to get those applications on the website as quickly as possible. And as you can imagine, has been very challenging. So thank you guys. And then I have to agree with Dawn and a couple of you. I cannot believe we filled 16 applications. We thought this was going to be easy breezy peasy. But as soon as I made some social media posts, we got a plethora of really amazing people. And what I love about this bunch is you all are passionate about something that means something to you, whether it's airport, whether it's traffic transportation. You are all well qualified. So with that said, I'm sure by now you hopefully, because I had to really take a year to understand what a planning board is and all the rules and the bylaws and all that good stuff. Hopefully you all know what a planning board is for the peninsula and who you represent, and you'll be pretty much the voice for the community. We're not always going to get along. Sometimes it'll get heated, but I'm sure that you guys can all bring something to the table. So my question is, anybody can answer this in order of alphabet, like David Dick said, is what committee can you see yourself contributing to, and why? And go into why it means so much to you on this planning board.
David Bach, answer.
Sure. I can see myself on the environmental board and the airport board. Environmental board more so just because of my history in environmental. I worked for a nonprofit called the Pacific Crest Trail Association for about 5 years doing protecting the environment, protecting a long distance trail. And so I do have some history with that and dealing with state parks, national parks, and the federal government. So I see myself there, and that's probably be the best spot for me, as well as the traffic board. I think that I have an affinity towards that just because we see it every single day. But I think those three boards are the best for me.
Thank you.
Nicole, I think I know your answer, but you're up if you have an answer.
Well, yes, David, thank you. Yes, transportation, traffic. There's a lot of unfinished needs that we've had so many discussions in that transportation committee, and the board has fully supported it. And it's really about really following through with those items, those action items that we've had on the year's list past. But then I just also want to say, like, environment and parks is right up there with it. The city has a new parks plan. Our environment, our watersheds is really critical. And, you know, just really taking care of our environments is really critical for me. So any of those three subcommittees.
Great. Tina Marie.
Yes. So I really have a big passion for the parks and recs also, in the sense that I was also a community member, a non-board member, a community member of that committee this past year. I do have passion also for the parks and recs in the sense also the development of Liberty Station, what has been going on there. From firsthand experience, I have lived there. I do enjoy everything that's going on there. I like the development in the sense that it's allowing the extension of parks and everything else that's going on to preserve our community, but at the same time, enhancing our environment that we have. Going back to the parks and recs, it kind of segues to environment. So that's really, I have a passion just to keep our community with the quality that we have and just bring the trees in and just really preserve what we have going on in our area. So.
Great. Thank you. Margaret.
Hi.
Hello.
I am new to this board. And I would like to say I'd love to serve. I have been in this area for many, many years, decades. And yes, I could serve on trash, transportation, community. We see a lot of problems here in Sunset Cliffs. Sunset Cliffs Natural Parks Association was an interesting intro in the 90s to me. And I'd like to be a new member of this board in order to affect change and not contribute to the complaints of the area.
Great. Thank you. Mandy, I think I know your answer too. You've been very active on several committees.
Yes. In the last 2 years, I've become the chair of the Traffic and Transportation Committee. In the last year, I have a passion for traffic safety. I have two young children, and specifically with regarding traffic safety around the schools on the peninsula, I've been an advocate of that, as well as improving the existing infrastructure and providing more mobility options for our community. I am also the chair of the Parks and Recreation Subcommittee in the last year, and I've helped to advocate for improvement to our parks to keep them safe, as well as preservation of existing parkland and advocating for more open space in our community. Just so that you're aware, the peninsula has quite a big deficit of park space. And so we're looking to again preserve the open space and parkland that we do have currently. Finally, with the environmental ad hoc committee, myself and Eva Schmidt established that ad hoc because, again, we do feel that being here on the peninsula, adjacent to the Pacific Ocean, we're right here on the front lines of environmental warming. And we need to make sure that the city's climate action goals do align with the community and help preserve the cliffs that we have here. And I've taken a stand. I'm also a member of the Sunset Cliffs Natural Park Council. I was able to advocate for more enforcement and more city support with regard to trash removal and keeping the parks safe during the nighttime hours. So those are just some of the many passions that I do have. So it would be great to work with any and all of you on any of these subcommittees.
Great, thank you. Joe Pulasic.
Yes, I, of course, would like to work with Project Review. I want to thank Mark. He's done an outstanding job for a long time. It's a tough job, and I think it's one of the most important ones in the Point because it's the physical environment that we all see. I really enjoy that. I really enjoy seeing what people are doing and seeing why they're doing it. I also think that, you know, I bring a reasoned, sensible approach to development. I know that it's going to occur whether people like it or not, but I also know that it can be done well and it can be done poorly. So I want to try to work with people to develop the best product that we can, you know, for Point Loma, which is a special place, as several people have said. So, you know, I want to continue to do that little bit that I can for the PCPB.
All right, thank you, Joe. Robert, do you have something you want to offer on this?
Sure. Well, it's funny, you know, I mean, back when I originally was on the planning board, graffiti was a real issue, and I remember heading that committee and with John Seymour at the time. But I think PLA has kind of taken that over. But traffic, I have not been on the traffic committee. I thought I was, but I wasn't. But, you know, with navigating around the peninsula all day long, I kind of see, you know, problem areas, things that could be improved on, you know, congestion, safety right away. And I would like to get more involved with that. And also with Project Review, you know, as Joe said, it's, you know, there's a few examples over the years that people got away with murder of building some of these homes. And we have to make sure that we, you know, maintain the quality and, you know, people follow the rules and they stay consistent with all the guidelines, just so it doesn't set a precedent or a trend of poor development. And I would like to see code enforcement come back because I think that's important with signage, with advertisements. You see a lot of people breaking those rules, and I know the city hasn't really been able to kind of get involved with that, but I think that is an important component with keeping the aesthetics and the area looking tidy. Thank you.
Great, thank you. I think we used to have a fairly robust involvement in code enforcement, but that sort of fell by the wayside.
Yeah.
Be interested to see if you'd be interested in trying to bring that back up to the surface again. Fred, yes. You're up next.
Okay, so yeah, for the last 4 years, I've been the airport chair, so I'm definitely interested in the airport. I mean, the airport noise is really one of the big issues that got me involved with getting on the planning board. During those past 4 years, we've gotten the ANAC committee to come up with ANAC subcommittee recommendations. We've got an early part 150 study that's been commissioned and it's going to be issued. At least the draft report is going to be issued here in March and April. So that's all moving forward. I'd like to stay involved in the airport issues. On the other committees, there's a lot of committees like parks, because I care about Sunset Cliffs and I care about Formosa Canyon, Kellogg Beach. I'd like to be involved in that and traffic, environment. But I really think that the way that I would contribute most, at least that I would offer it up to begin with, if it's up to the board, obviously. But, you know, I think that, you know, I've done a decent job as chair. I'd be willing to volunteer to do that again. Obviously, they want somebody else to do it. That's fine, too. But, you know, the important part is getting the board to work together and let everybody use their talents to make a difference in the community. And that's sort of my goal is chair. And I think that's what we've done over the last year. So, you know, I think I contribute in that way.
Great. I know for me personally, I think you've done a fantastic job. Well done. Sam, what committee would you see yourself serving on? Sam, you're on mute. You need to take yourself off mute. Corla, can you take
there we go. Yeah, from my standpoint, I would have to echo what Fred did with his airport work. My wife and I have attended several of the meetings at the airport this past 2 years, and it's been something that we see more noise and more noise as time goes by. So I think that's of interest. On the other hand, having been a planning commissioner, I would be open to any position where there was a need and nobody wanted to do it, because I've done most of the activities since I've been a 10-year term with planning in another city. Particularly, I like long-range planning and feel that that's an area that has to be looked at carefully, from the idea that the problems you encounter later on can often be a result of the long-range planning not anticipating certain issues. In addition, parks and recreation would be of interest to me, and of course, traffic and transportation would have to be of interest, because I'm quite concerned with several accidents that have happened in our community in the peninsula and recently in neighborhoods. Particularly, I want to emphasize that there's immediately a number of places that I would bring up as needing probably traffic control. And for example, I can give at Evergreen Street and the canyon where that intersects. That's a place where every time I see people trying to cross on Evergreen across Canyon, I can just see the potential for another accident. And even though they've installed a thing where you can push a button and it flashes, you could see people ignoring the flashing lights. So there's just a number, that's just one example of several places I would look at for traffic and transportation. And thank you very much.
Lucky.
Yes, I think traffic and transportation, I know a number of us have hit on that, just because we know that it's what's the point in living in America's finest city if you can't get anywhere to enjoy anything. So I do have concerns about, we are a peninsula. We do have like the Rosecrans choke point getting onto the freeway and stuff that as we increase densification, I have concerns about it. I don't see any build out to make all this freeway access and stuff easier to happen. So that concerns me about the way we're going traffic and in the traffic area. But long range planning, I think what's that old saying about if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And I think there's good planning. And I have really have always tried to look at it from the standpoint that planning is inevitable, but there's smart planning and there's just planning for the sake of developing a tax base for the city. And I've never approved of that. The third area is project review. Sometimes I get the opinion in my personal opinion, because those things, design is a question of taste, I guess. But it looks like a lot of the buildings currently going up, I see, were put up by architects that must have been trained in Moscow Central in the 1950s. I mean, they're slab-sided concrete things with... Anyway, don't get me started. But anyway, those are the three areas I really like to focus on.
Sounds like you're getting yourself started.
Yeah, right. I'm ready to go.
Matt, you're up.
Thanks. I have continued interest in traffic and transportation. That sounds like a committee that may not need help. So if it would be of more use, you know, I'd be happy to engage with things like long-range planning or, you know, act as a liaison to the Midway group. You know, I see that as an extension of some of the concerns within the transportation committee, as well as some of the other type of work we want to accomplish. That said too, like my brother is a natural builder, and I'm not unfamiliar with like project review. So if help was needed there, I could help there as well. But yeah, that I think that should about cover it.
Great, oh, thank you, Leah.
Sorry, also no. Airport if there was a need.
Okay, thank you, perfect. Thanks. Leah.
Okay, so I'm pretty much interested in Liberty Station as an artist who has a studio there. And I'm also interested in traffic and transportation as I ride my e-bike every day to Liberty Station and back. And I used to take Rosecrans, but that's really dangerous and scary. So I now go a few miles out of my way and I take Harbor Drive. So there does seem to be a lot of people interested in traffic and transportation. So I'm also plenty happy to work on Liberty Station, which I think is really wonderful. I love it there. I do see improvements that could be made and additional park space and additional places for art. And I have noticed that, I don't want to say any more on that, but I would love to be in either part of those committees.
That's great. Rosecrans to Harbor Drive, frightening to scary, or scary to frightening. I'm not sure which that is, but that's a Hobson's choice, I think is what they call it. Don. Margaret, I'll get to you. I will get to you in the next round. Thank you. Don.
In a word, parks. I spent my 7 years on the board on two projects I'm very proud of. These are projects that for one reason or another, the board as a whole did not embrace or get involved in. But I've taken on as a volunteer. One is a pocket park on Avenida de Portugal. That has been approved unanimously at every level, including the park board. We found $844,000 of money that the city didn't realize it had. It's been completely designed and all the design issues have been resolved. It's ready to go to bid. One planning expert says that no self-respecting city would ever design and fund a pocket park in phases. It's just too small an amount on a municipal level. Well, this is San Diego. The city does have financial problems and it's waiting for the city to release it for bid. Another project has been the Voltaire Street corridor. And I want to give a shout out to several people on the board who as individuals have been a big part of that. One is Margaret Verissimo. And we addressed an issue that had never come to this board by the community. And it was a recycling center at Stumps that had been imposed upon Stumps by the state. People who used the recycling center, there were no sanitary facilities. So they would walk across the street to Sea Colony and do their business in the bushes. We organized a rally, brought this to attention, and ultimately it came to the board and things have changed. Or we took on the state. Margaret and I were on a conference call with 31 people from the state bureaucracy, but we prevailed. Recycling center was relocated and it took off a blight off of that neighborhood. Today you have Nimitz Crossing, where instead of a sole liquor store and a bunch of empty storefronts, you have residential and presumably commercial to come. Nicole Burgess was a big part of that. She took on Webasca, a side street, turned it in from four lanes into basically two with a bike lane. Diagonal parking, which created more spaces where they were needed. She completed that quite well. I took on the Voltaire Street Bridge. I'm happy to say that Robert Tripp Jackson was a big part of that. He helped find a philanthropist, made a very sizable donation. Robert made a generous donation of his own. And he was very helpful to me on tips and how to raise money. Joe Holosek in the room here.
Hey, Don. Don, yes. I don't mean to interrupt you, but the question was what committee you'd like to be on and
Parks.
Thank you. Angela, you're next.
Hi. I am open actually to be on, you know, whatever committees is needed. I obviously am passionate about parks. I came to know about the PCPB because of my desire to preserve Formosa Canyon. I know that the peninsula can't grow any more land and we are short on park space. But that being said, perhaps Project Review would be a good place for me. I am a realtor with Berkshire Hathaway. So that might, you know, some of my knowledge of that might be helpful because I live underneath the airport. You know, the airport, you know, authority committee would be a good place for me, but I'm open. So wherever, right. You know, the board feels I could be placed and be helpful, I'd be happy to serve.
Thank you. Paul. Finally, you're on mute, Paul.
Sorry, I'm not as experienced at Zoom as many. I would be willing to work on any committee that needed bodies, but I would really like most of all to work first on Project Review Committee. I worked for a regulatory planning agency, the California Coastal Commission, for 13 years. I've reviewed plans for everything from a single family home addition to a 1700 unit subdivision. I have a great deal of experience in reading and evaluating development proposals and plans and environmental documents. And in my prior service for the board, I did review and write comment letters on environmental documents done for the city. Also, because of my background at the airport, I would like to serve on the airport committee. I would be willing also to serve on the parks committee. I am a former parks professional as well. And if I can pat myself on the back or blow my own horn a little bit, I was responsible for getting literally thousands of acres of public parkland put into the state park system. So I do have a great deal of experience dealing with park issues, but I would be willing to serve wherever I was needed.
Great. All right. Thank you very much. So Paul Grimes, you had a question that you would like to pose to the group.
Yes. I wanted to first make a comment that first I see everyone here as really a good candidate for these positions. And so happy that we will be able to have an election, even though some people obviously won't make it, but at least we will fill all our positions up. I have a couple of issues regarding the committees, and I'm happy that everyone mentioned the committees. And it seems like I'm making lists here, and it seems like most of them have well over four people interested, except the long range and the Liberty Station, but I'm sure people will pick up on that. I've been being on the airport committee myself and the traffic committee. I do notice that maybe some other committees as well have issues with quorum. And I'm just hoping that everyone is, when they sign up for a committee, will be committed to come to those meetings, because there's two things. We need to have quorum. And additionally, the more members we have that are on the board, that allows us to have more members from the public to serve on those committees. It takes 50% plus one on the board. So if there are only two people on the board on the committee, you can only have one public person. There's a lot of good public people out there and available to join these committees with great backgrounds. So I guess maybe I'm asking for maybe a show of hands or something, or any comments regarding commitments to come to the subcommittees so that we will have quorums and be able to operate them. Thank you.
All right. Was that a question that anybody feels compelled to address? I mean, sort of the Margaret, you have raised your hand.
Hi. Hello. Thanks so much. I'd like to say I'd be willing to serve on any quorum. I'm a long-term Point Loma resident. I'm an OB resident before that, decades in the area. San Diego Unified School District employee, American Airlines employee based in the airport, airport input. I would like to say that this committee needs new blood. I would like to offer myself, and I'd like to thank Angela Vetter for her input. I think you guys need some new blood. I think you need to get it together for the community. I represent my neighborhood of Sunset Cliffs. I would like to represent my neighborhood of Sunset Cliffs.
Thank you very much. You had a comment you wanted to make. Paul?
I just wanted to point out that most of us, it seems like, want to be on the project review committee. And I don't know if everyone recognizes that the Brown Act precludes having a majority of board members participate in committee meetings. And that has been a problem in the past. So it's not just recognizing that we need to have a quorum, but you can't have too many board members.
True. All right, Mandy, I think you had your hand up there real quick.
Oh, I was gonna ask, are we allowed to ask other candidates questions?
Not quite yet, we're almost okay. There. We're
all right, thank you.
What I was looking for is Paul had made a comment that sort of asked a question about whether people will be, it's sort of a question that sort of goes without answering, which is, are you committed to attending meetings if you're on a board committee? And I think that Paul is what he's getting at. Don't join a committee and don't show up because it causes a problem with quorums. I think we get that.
Yes.
So I see Corla, you had a question that you wanted to pose, I think. So go ahead.
I do. I have more of a statement than anything. First, I'd like to welcome all the new applicants. It's always nice to see new faces. And I would like to thank those of you who got quagmired last year in a pandemic when we couldn't have an election. And I'm very happy to see faces. I see so many candidates come and go over my time with this organization, and when they don't get elected, they disappear. And thank you all who have hung in there and who continually participate and continually come. Having said that, this board addresses a lot of issues and we do a lot of things. Peninsula doesn't have a town council, so things kind of fall on the planning board as a result of that. But I just would like to say that this organization by charter is advisory to the city on land use issues. And if you have not, and you do get elected, you will have a bit of reading to do. We have 27 pages of bylaws, 29 pages of Brown Act, 53 pages of Council Policy 624, 63 pages of Admin Guidelines and Robert's Rules of Order. So get prepared for that. Those are our governing documents and they're very important and everybody needs to be ready to follow the rules. And thank you all for your participation.
All right, thank you. Nevo, you've had your hand up and you just sent me a direct message asking if you could ask a question. So fire away.
Great, thank you. You can hear me okay, right?
I hear you perfectly.
Awesome. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of change here in San Diego. You know, SANDAG's talking about extending rapid transportation to the airport in the adjacent Midway District. They're talking about redevelopment of the sports arena site. And, you know, this all kind of relates to some of the concerns that many of you have concerning transportation into and out of the Peninsula community. And so I guess my question is if SANDAG or MPS came to you and said, you know, we're thinking of running a trolley or a bus rapid transit system through the community, would that be something that you would support and feel free to justify it? And anyone's welcome to answer that question. That's open for anyone. Thank you.
And given that we have other questions, and that's a great question, Nevo, and thank you very much. Given that we have other questions and we're kind of running a little short on time, let's try to keep our answers brief if we can. Anybody'd like to, the best way I think at this point in time, rather than try to get, take it through alphabetical order, that first time I don't think it worked very well, took too long. Fred, why don't you just get your hand up if you want to answer the question. If you don't, that's fine. Fred, you've got your hand up first. Fire away.
Yeah, I guess I would just say is that, I mean, that's one of the issues that we have addressed, right? We've invited SANDAG and all those people to come and talk to the planning board. So this is an issue that we put front and center for the community. And Margaret's done a good job sending out notices, and I've sent out notices. And so there's a whole process that's going on. So people that want to be involved in the planning board, these issues are being decided right now. The new central hub is being decided, and this is an issue that the planning board's engaged in.
Matt, you had your hand up.
Yeah, I agree with Fred's assertion that it's great to engage the public on this. I'm totally in support of things like, say, like a rapid bus line. I see this in terms of like, how do we get a lot of people into and out of the peninsula in terms of the military bases every day? If there's ways we could get people out of cars for this kind of regional travel, I think that could do a lot for lessening the burden on our local traffic grid.
Mandy, you had your hand up.
Yes. I would be open to it as long as the city did address a lot of the lack of infrastructure on the peninsula. As it was stated earlier, we are going to be densified whether we want to or not. Just with Midway alone, there's going to be an additional 28,000 units that will be brought to the peninsula. And we already see the lack of infrastructure and the quality of infrastructure here on the peninsula, let alone the I-5, I-8 interchange on and off the peninsula. That is of concern. If they are also going to have some sort of trolley system, I would also like to see them address it and maybe do a carpool park and ride for military members to take a trolley of some sort on and off the peninsula as well, to better maximize that space. Again, we have people coming here for the airport, and I understand that, but we also have an issue with the military traffic coming on and off the peninsula. And that would be another opportunity for the city to help provide relief to the amount of traffic that the peninsula has with the amount of cars that we have every day on our roads. So Great. That's what I...
Thank you. Let me see. Before he left, Mark left me a question he'd like to pose. I thought it was an interesting, provocative question, if I can find it here. So this would be a question probably susceptible to one word answer, although he asks a little bit differently. His question is, as you think about the three primary roles of a board member, ambassador, advocate, and asker, ambassador, advocate, and asker, in which role do you think you would be the most effective and active as a member of the board? Ambassador, advocate, or asker? I think it's an interesting question. Anybody like to take that on?
David, really quickly, David Bach has had his hand up for some
questions. Yeah, well, I got that. I see him. So thank you for that. All right, so nobody seems to want to take that one on. Great. David, you have a question.
Sure. No, I actually was going to answer that. I appreciate that, David. You know, I see myself in more of the advocate role and the ambassador role. As an attorney, I have, you know, quite an experience of being an advocate, and I think I'm a strong advocate of that. But I also think it is important on a board to know who you represent and to listen to who you represent. You know, that can come through many different avenues. And I think Margaret has done a great job with that, with the social media. You know, these days in quarantine, we need to be creative with how we touch base with our constituents. And, you know, I think Margaret is doing a great job in touching base with them, and we need to continue that. And I think that I could exemplify that with my role on the board. So thank you.
Great, thank you. I think Don, you had your hand up and answer that question. You're on mute, Don. Oops.
I think provocative question. I'm not sure what he means by asker, unless asker is somebody who critically challenges a proposal or looks for ways that it can be reshaped. There's a fourth role that I see, and that's representing your community. And it's reaching out and getting to know what the public wants. We learned that the Peninsula overwhelmingly wants open space in Formosa Canyon. And I see being a representative, we need technical expertise on this board, but we also need common sense. And I kind of see myself in the common sense category. Thank you.
Great, thanks. Okay, all right, so I think we can now go to a couple questions from candidates to other candidates. And Mandy, you were the first one who asked if it was time for that. So it's now time for that.
Oh, I was just going to ask Margaret Cook what she meant by the quality of, I guess, the quality of our board, or how she would help improve it. She made mention of us needing to get new blood. And I wanted to kind of get more of her position as to the statement she made earlier.
Sure. Margaret, you want to answer that?
Absolutely. Can I do this?
Yes, you are on.
Oh, good. I'd like to say that my meetings early on in the 90s with the Sunset Cliffs Natural Park were unproductive, to say the least. And I've been watching the Peninsula Planning Board make great strides. And I'd like to be part of that change. I don't want to be part of the problem contributing to making complaints on behalf of my neighbors, my constituents, but I want to be part of the change that makes the difference. And, you know, you need new blood.
All right, thank you very much. Now, somebody else had a
thank you, Mark.
Yeah, thank you very much. Tina Marie, I think you had your hand up, looking to ask a question, perhaps. Or were you going to answer the last question?
Yes, I was actually going to answer the last question.
Great.
Yeah. So I find that question really great because I personally would be an ambassador, because in my sense of my experiences in the business world, both from medical all the way to real estate and planning, things I've been like a liaison, which I think is maybe the role of an ambassador is what he may be asking for. You want to be open to listen to what the public has to say and be able to rely that to whether it's the city council or, you know, us as a planning board, our specific groups that we are in, and be able to be open-minded and hear the concerns of our community. With that being said, you would also, I could also see being an advocate for once we find that drive to go after something, for instance, like Margaret's been doing or Mandy's been doing, and we've been posting stuff, or not me, but they have been posting things, and just to get awareness out in there in the community. So in that sense, then I would be an advocate when we would take what we hear from the community and fight for it or push for it. Thank you.
That is great. Thank you. That's a good answer to an interesting question. Matt, you posted an answer. I guess that went to everybody. So do you want to expand on that at all? Or do you just want to, for those of us who don't look at the chat?
Sure.
How to look at the chat?
Yeah, I'll keep it short. I want to give other people a chance to speak.
Sure. Thanks.
Yeah, just due to my professional training as a scientist, you know, I'm trained to ask questions. So I think I would, you know, easily fall into the role of the asker in the, you know, kind of spread that you posed.
That's great. Thank you for expanding on that. Anybody else want to tackle that question? Anybody else have a question? Margaret.
Super short question here. Anybody can answer. You don't have to go down the alphabet, David, to save you some time. I have a question. The biggest thing I've learned in my 3 years here on the board is learning from one another, the contributions that each individual on the board has to bring to the table, which means a couple things. It means going to other planning board meetings, meaning and going to other city meetings, looking outside the scope of just being a Peninsula community planning board member for the Peninsula. It's bringing the other communities together, which in our neighboring neighborhoods would be Point Loma, Ocean Beach, Midway, and any other coastal community that, you know, has an impact in our daily commutes, our everyday lifestyles. It's really important that when you join this board, you look outside of your position and bring things to the table that you can share with this board that can, you know, be brought up to discussion. I think in the last 3 years, this board has done an extremely amazing job, primarily this last year with all the big projects coming down the pipeline. We are on the peninsula. We are in Point Loma. We are on one of the most dangerous tips of San Diego, which means we've got to, you know, be informative of what everyone else is doing outside our neighborhood. How do you think you can be involved in that aspect of being on the board?
Paul,
you raise your hands.
Paul?
I want to say a couple of things. First, when I first came on the board back in 2011, I believe it was, I went around to most of the other planning boards in the city. And one of the things that I learned is that many of those planning boards are governed and ruled by developers. They're literally the major landowners, the Fentons, the Mission Valley landowners. We as a community have one of the true community planning boards. And I think all the members of the board that have served over the years can give themselves a hearty pat on the back for that. Most of my career, I've spent going around to meetings, to other agencies, to public meetings, to the ANAC, to city council hearings. That's a very important role for board members to play. And I think that each of us has to stand up to each of us who are on the board, who are lucky enough to be voted onto the board, need to stand up and take a ownership of that role. It might just be a school group or it might be the city council, but that's something that's very important. That's all.
Thank you. Fred.
Yeah, well, I completely agree. I think it's really important for us to develop relationships with the communities around us. So over the last year, as part of being chair, I've attended a meeting on a regular basis with the leaders of Ocean Beach and Midway. And we do that on once a month on a Friday morning. So I found that to be really rewarding. And that's one of the reasons that they sent us the short-term vacation rental thing. We were also, you know, when they were trying to do the development in Midway, we were certainly talked to them about the Midway people about that. I would strongly desire to continue to do that and encourage all of us to do that. But, you know, other communities, things that we get involved in are, for mine would be ANAC. And so in ANAC, over the last 4 years, I've developed relationships with people from La Jolla, Pacific Beach, Mission Beach, Ocean Beach, and all those areas, all and Golden Hill for all that matter too. I mean, all the areas, there's leaders from all those communities that are involved in ANAC, and getting to know them helps to give us a better perspective. And then I'll say, Corla's in a unique position. The CPC is an important group where we get to meet other people. And so I think I would encourage us to continue to have an active role in CPC and communicating with groups in that way. So thank you, Corla.
Robert.
Well, you know, I think with Peninsula Community Planning Board in Ocean Beach, we work so well with each other compared to, you know, 20 years ago when we were very much divided. And I think we've made a lot of progress, but we have to continue to reach out to these outer communities that have these huge projects on the radar that are going to impact us, like the Cushman development, Riverwalk Golf Course. That's 5,000 apartments. They're going to be heading to Midway and Sports Arena to do their shopping for entertainment or whatever. We need to really collaborate to plan ahead for all this, because if we don't, we can really be caught in a real jam, you know, especially during the summer months with SeaWorld. There's so many components going on. I don't think we've really looked hard at our infrastructure, the freeways, on how that can be improved. Every time I ask this question, everybody kind of just skips over it. So I think it's really important that we all collaborate and reach out and try to get involved with one another.
Let's see, Nicole, you look like you were about to put your hand up. Looks like you put your hand up.
I did, so thanks. I'd love to answer this. And as an advocate from the beginning, you know, listening to the community as well as advocating for that change, that solution. And just as traffic and transportation has been a hot topic in the community, and collaborating with Midway and Ocean Beach is extremely important. I do sit on the City of San Diego Mobility Board. So I have, that's a policy driven board where we make recommendations to the city for policy. And so it's really about bringing these ideas from the peninsula and taking them to the city so we can have those better policies within our city, as well as I sit up with the Quality of Life Coalition, and we meet with SANDAG regularly as well. So it's great that they come to our board, but it's also good to keep those communications on all levels. So it's important definitely to reach out to the other agencies and keep that collaborative conversations, which it's great to see on a whole city level. I think it's actually being seen throughout the entire city. And then just a little last pitch for those of you guys who are really into the weeds of codes and stuff. Right now, the city is soliciting code updates. So if you have any ideas for codes and changes, you can go on a city website and input some. So here I am advocating for you guys to just use what you want and make it happen. So thank you.
So I guess your answer was advocate to the for other question. So that's good. All right. So I kind of allotted an hour and a half for this. I don't know if people feel compelled to go on further. If anybody has anything that they really feel like they need to add, I'm certainly willing to leave open the discussion for that. But otherwise, Margaret, I'll get to you in just a sec. I think we're pretty well close to wrap up, but Margaret, you wanna Margaret Cook, that is, you wanna add something? Please go ahead. You're on mute, Margaret. You need to take your microphone off mute.
There. Yep. Okay. I'm the other Margaret.
And, yes, I know.
I've been attending San Diego City Council meetings since 1963 with my father. He was superintendent of parks and beaches here in San Diego. I'm a resident of Point Loma since 1992. I'd like to say I really respect the work the board has done, and that's what has propelled me to put my name in the hat, so to speak, for a position on this board. I'd be willing to work in any capacity. I know I'm a new name to all of you. If you'd like to reach out to me for future information, I'd really appreciate it and look forward to responding. Thank you so much, David.
Hey, David, before you go, do you mind really quickly just going over the logistics of the election real quick? And then,
yeah, I was gonna
okay, just thank
touch
you
on that real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks.
logistics of the election. They are going to be interesting. So actually, while we were having this, one logistics was solved, which is I have located the ballot box. It's actually in the garage of Scott DeShane. So we're going to get somebody to go over and pick it up from his garage. We'll find somebody who's willing to take on that task this weekend. But so we have that one part of it taken care of. So here's the way the election's going to work. It's going to be a little different, obviously. It's going to be largely by mail, hopefully. On the website, hopefully within the next 24 to 48 hours, we're going to post two things. There's going to be a ballot. It's going to have the names of all of the candidates. And there's going to be a voter registration form. You know, in the past, what's happened is when you came to vote, you came to the library, you approached the voting desk, you presented your credentials, if you will, proof that you were an eligible resident, business owner, either an owner of real estate or a renter resident in the community. And you would present some form of evidence of that, driver's license, utility bill, something along that, a tax bill, anything like that. We're not going to have an election like that. We're not going to have an in-person, high-touch, high-contact election. So we really can't ask people to bring things to prove their qualifications. So sort of along the lines of what was done in the elections in November, we're going to ask people to sort of self-validate and sign a form that says basically in good faith and certification that they meet one of the qualifications. They live in the community, they own real estate in the community, they own a business in the community within the boundaries of the municipal community planning area. And we're going to ask people to do that. And then they're going to have a ballot and they're going to submit that ballot. There's two separate pieces of paper. And they're going to submit that ballot and that voter registration together in one envelope. And they're going to mail it to our post office box. And the ballots will be picked up from the post office box. The last one's picked up just before 6 o'clock on Thursday the 18th. Any ballot that arrives after 6 o'clock on Thursday the 18th will not be counted, no matter when it was deposited, no matter what the postmark is. So anybody who wants to vote, wants to get their vote in, and wants to mail it, they need to make sure they mail it in time so that it gets to the post office box by 6 o'clock on the 16th, 18th rather, sorry. You also, I think, I haven't discussed this with Brad Heron yet, but I think it also would be possible for people to go into the mailbox place. I'm not exactly sure where it is, but I think it's in Shelter Island area, and deposit. You can just hand your envelope to the people there and they'll know where to put it. That wouldn't be my preferred version, because there's always a chance that somebody hands a ballot to somebody and they don't put it in the box with all the other ballots that came in the mail. It won't have a stamp on it and postmark and so forth. The other alternative will be to come to the library, but there won't be a desk set up with people taking evidence of eligibility. There'll be a box. It'll be manned, probably will be monitoring it, or it will be manned as a expression, monitored. How about it'll be monitored? Probably not entirely by men, so it won't be manned. And that will be where people can drop off their ballot in a ballot box. Those ballots will all be collected at 6 o'clock as well. And then the ballot counting will begin. And hopefully we'll have enough ballot counters and the time to be able to count those ballots and get a definitive answer that evening with an announcement before the end of the meeting, the planning board meeting that will be conducted on the 18th of March at the same time as the ballots are being counted. So a little bit different this time. In the past, balloting has been from 4 to 8. So we actually had people coming in during the meeting, dropping their ballots off up to 8 o'clock, and then counting started. And so hopefully we'll get the ballots counted a little bit sooner this time than we do in the past. And we might even be able to start counting some of the ballots even before the 18th, since they'll have started arriving in the mailbox, hopefully before then. So if you have people that you are hoping will vote for you, make sure that you can go to the website. All of this is explained there in detail. Make sure that they understand what the voting procedures are. If you don't have access to the internet, if they don't have access to a printer to print out their ballot and their certification form, there will be forms and ballots available at the location where the drop box will be, hopefully at the library. The location of the drop box will also be identified on the website. And then for your candidates, we have 11 seats spanning over three different types of terms. We have, I think, 5 3-year terms, 5 2-year terms, and 1 1-year term. Now, a little wrinkle is that a couple of people like Don Severins is not eligible for another 3 years. He can only serve 2 more years. So he will either take a 2-year slot or a 1-year slot. And this will all be dependent. The way we've kind of put it together is the highest vote getters, unless they're not eligible, will get the 3-year terms. The next 5 candidates, unless they're not eligible, and I think everybody is eligible for at least a 2-year term, will get the 2-year terms, and then whoever comes in 11th place will get the 1-year term. And the only other wrinkle on that is that there are a couple of candidates who are eligible for 5 more years, and the question is whether they take a 2-year term for the next term, leaving them open a 3-year term for the next time if they choose to run, or whether they take a 3-year term and then a 2-year term. And I think what we'll do is we'll let them decide if they're eligible for one or the other. And so we'll figure all that out. So as you can see, it's complicated, a little fluid. A lot of patience will be required and appreciated as we go through the process over the next 2 weeks. Are there any questions about that? Don?
There are a couple of candidates who would prefer a 1 or 2-year term. Is there any horse trading or volunteering possible?
Horse trading, no. If a candidate who would otherwise be eligible for a three-year term doesn't want the three-year term and wants a two-year term, then I would think the top vote getter eligible for a two-year term would get the three-year term. There wouldn't be any trading allowed. If somebody chooses not to take the full term they're eligible for, that'll be their choice. But who takes the spot they relinquish will be a matter of simple math. Robert.
Do we plan for the ballot box to be in the foray, or is it going to be on the exterior of the doors of the library? Do you know?
My guess is it's going to be outside on the courtyard on the parking lot side.
Okay.
So people can come in, park their cars, come up, deposit their ballot, fill out a ballot if they don't have one, drop it in the box, move on.
Okay.
That's the goal. We don't have that confirmed yet.
Yeah. We kind of want to do a drive-by, drive-through.
It would be great if we could drive through. People could just grab somebody's ballot.
You get vaccines at the same time.
Well, that would get our votes up a lot.
It would, wouldn't it?
And bring down the average age of our voter.
Hey, it might be successful. Kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah. Hopefully no birds get killed, but it would still be good. Yeah. Anybody else? Hey, everybody, I want to thank you very much. This was great. I wish more members of the public had been here for this, but, you know, it is what it is. We've got great candidates. That is obvious. So no matter what happens next or on the 18th, we're going to have 11 great new members of our board. And I wish you guys all the best of luck. And if you have any questions in the next couple of weeks, you all have my email address. You know how to reach me. Call me, text me, send me an email, or any of the other members of the committee, ask them as well. They're more than happy to help. And I look forward to wrapping this up in a couple of weeks.
And we can share this video, guys, so the community can listen to you guys and rally them out to vote.
Well, I can't imagine anybody would want to listen to all of this, but who knows? Maybe
this will be posted on YouTube. I'll send the link to Paul when I get it, and it will be posted to YouTube if anyone's interested. And while I have the floor for a second, again, I want to thank the members of the election committee, David, Paul, and Margaret, for all your hard work. We've been hounding the city for a year trying to figure out how to have an election, and they just came down with their guidelines the end of January. So the progress that these three people have made is amazing, and we can't thank you guys enough.
All right, great. All right, everybody, have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thanks, take care. Everyone. Okay, bye-bye. Coral, you're gonna end the meeting. Bye.
Yes, I will.
Thanks. Leave meeting.